defenseman for the New York Islanders, Thomas Hickey. Thomas, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here. How does it sound when I say the New York Islanders are headed to the postseason? How's that sound?
It's quite a feeling. You know, it's something we talked about at the start of the year, and we had a good start and then had our struggles, and we've just been playing great hockey lately, and that's what we've been working towards. So to hear that it's official, it's good, but, you know, we understand we can enjoy it for a day, but we still got some work to do.
Sure, sure. I'm sure at some point, like you said, this was always the goal, but when did you guys start to really believe that this was actually going to be something that you were, A, in a fight for, and it was, B, a very realistic reality?
I think right from the start of the year, I came in and I was new and didn't really know anyone, but that was the expectation from the start. I think you got to understand, it's a team that hasn't won, but there's a core group of guys that have been here for 3, 4, 5 years that are really good players and invested a lot into it, and they've believed. You know, because there's been times in the past and they've been really good, but just, you know, sort of had their struggles and took themselves out of it. Now, when I came at the start, that was the expectation. And like I said, we started well, and I think everyone got their hopes up. And then we had a slump or two. But, you know, over the last probably 6 weeks of hockey, there's been no doubt that we're capable of getting to that level.
Let's talk about you personally. Fair to say you're the good luck charm around there, I would imagine, right? That's safe to say?
Yeah, I'd like to say so. Yeah. There's a bunch of new faces, though.
Well, how about for you personally? Let's just talk about the journey, and I know you've probably talked about it at length, but for our purposes, I mean, the fact that you were drafted fourth overall in 2007, you were in the LA Kings system, there just didn't seem to be a lot of opportunity for you, and then all of a sudden the Islanders came calling. What was that like? What were you doing, and how did you sort of come to know that you were now going to go from the AHL and to within the Islanders organization where you had a real chance at getting into the NHL lineup?
Yeah, I'm really fortunate and thankful for the opportunity. Like you said, obviously, things started out well in LA, and then just sort of over time, fell out of favor just with some injuries and them needing to win and having, lots of quality defensemen there. It just didn't look like there's going to be that chance. And, you know, as a player, all you want is the opportunity to show that that you're capable of playing. And, you know, I don't know if they didn't think I could, but I was fortunate enough to get the opportunity where the Islanders picked me up and they believed fully that I could, and, just been running with that opportunity ever since it came along.
Were there moments, Thomas, for you when you were in the LA system, where you yourself personally didn't believe that you could make it to the next level?
There came a point when I believed that I couldn't make it with them. Mm. Things just sort of being around it for a certain amount of time, you see who they like and they don't like, and I just, I said, geez, it's not going to happen here. They like other guys more, and they've got some very good defensemen, and, I was playing some good hockey, and sometimes it just feels like it goes unnoticed, but at the same time, I realized that lots of guys are in that situation, and, if you sit there and sulk, you can let it pass you by, and I knew I was eligible for waivers, and just tried to play my best hockey, knowing that other teams were going to be watching, especially during the lockout. So, I never lost hope in myself, but, for playing for the Kings, I sort of saw that it wasn't going to work out.
Well, you must have been over the moon when you found out that you were going to a new opportunity. We'll put it that way. Is there somebody outside of the organization itself, or within the organization, but is there somebody who really has been in your corner for the Islanders, somebody instrumental that has really given you the opportunity, from your coach to somebody within the organization, that said, this is a kid that we need to explore with?
I'm not too sure. I think a lot of it's, it's done through scouting and watching the games. But at the same time, I'm, mindful. I had a coach in Manchester, Scott Peller, and he's the head coach of Bridgeport, the Islanders' affiliate in the American League. And, I'm sure he had some nice things to say about me, and I thanked him. But, at the end of the day, I don't really know what the reason was, but I'm not just thankful for the people here. I got a lot of help in Manchester and Los Angeles, and I'm thankful for that too. I've had a lot of people in my corner and helping me out, so I'm just glad to be where I am right now.
How about, I know you've had some success with the likes of Lubomir Visnovsky and just just fitting in on that blue line. I mean, tell me about how you, as a player who's not this overly hulking defenseman, have been able to sort of, 38 games or so, stay in that lineup, contribute, and flourish.
Yeah, I think, at the start it was just about trying to get in, and, there's lots of defensemen here, so you try to get in and just sort of try to earn the coach's trust by defending well and just go from there. And I've been fortunate to play with a guy like Visnovsky, who's very talented, very good defenseman, and sort of makes it easier for me. So I just try to mind my positioning and be in the right place for a small guy, and that helps. And, just sort of continue to treat every day like a tryout, because, certainly not taking it for granted. There's other defensemen, and there's all sorts of scenarios, so I just try to play my best every game and just sort of take the next day one step at a time.
Islanders defenseman Thomas Hickey joining us now. And, Thomas, I wonder, are you past the, I've made the team nerves, I'm trying not to screw up, and are you in this comfortable place? Are you in this, I belong here, we're a playoff team, and this is something that I can sink my teeth into and lead here? Or are you still a sponge? Where do you come out on all of that?
Both. I'd say both. Like I just said, every day is sort of a tryout for me. I don't think that, you certainly don't want to get complacent at all. And I think I've been getting better, every week, every game, so that just goes to show that there's still lots of room left for improvement. So, by no means do I think I've got it figured out, but I'm comfortable. It's not like there's nerves going out before games anymore, but I'm still learning the game and still understanding things, so it's not to a point where I feel like a veteran or anything. I know I've got a ways to go.
I got to ask you about the season, not only that the team's had, but I mean, it goes without saying that John Tavares is propelling himself into a whole other element to his game and becoming a real leader. Just how essential is he to that team, that room, and to the success of this organization?
Yeah, I don't think John needs anyone's endorsement, but I guess the fact that, he's played on a non-playoff team for the start of his career, and the Islanders aren't a team that really gets much ink, in Canada or anywhere around the league for that matter, so sometimes people do need to talk about it. And he's been our MVP, our leader, our best player every night, and he's the most committed guy, he's the hardest worker, and he doesn't just score goals. I think that goes unnoticed, but if you get a chance, he's in that elite category with those best players, and certainly our most valuable player, and I'd put him right up there with the tops in the league. So he's definitely a guy that our team revolves around.
Hart Trophy candidate?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Yeah. If the playoffs were to start today, it would be a matchup with Washington. I mean, are you guys starting to look at that kind of thing? They've clinched, you've clinched, things are starting to really take shape. Do you start to envision what the first round might look like?
Yeah, a little bit. It's tough to say because, up until last night at 10 o'clock, we were sort of looking behind us and just hoping to get in, and now that you've got in, it is looking to the matchups a bit, but at the same time, we get two games left here, and, you can go from the eighth seed to the fifth seed, depending on how you do and the teams around you do. So, Washington's a definite possibility, but there's so many variables. There's, I think, three or four different teams that we could be playing that just sort of take care of these next two, and it will make itself more clear as the regular season ends here.
Well, listen, I can only imagine how good it feels for you personally, and imagine your folks here in Calgary are over the moon, too, to see what's happening with your career. They get out to see you?
Yeah, they have been. Them and my brother, they've all been out, actually most recently in in Toronto. Both my parents were there, and then my brother got out to see me. My brother and my dad got out to see me in Winnipeg. So it was sort of nice to come back west and have my family and some buddies come to town, too. So it was great.
Good stuff. Well, I know a lot of people here in this town are pulling for you, Thomas, this season and into the postseason. So congratulations on a good year, and we wish you continued success into the playoffs. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you very much.